on. We are ready for some ball games.
Yes, we are, Randy. It looks like Farming is going to be the visitors today, and St. Martin will be the home team on this game here today at noon. And let's see here. The winner of this game here will be taking on the winner of the Meyer Grove Lake Henry game. The loser will be eliminated from the play. So pretty important game here today for Farming and St. Martin.
It really is.
That Kyle Zierden throwing for Farming today, the lefty, and Ben Schrader is going to go for St. Martin.
Yep. Our game's on KASM being brought to you by our boosters, those fine folks over at the Greenwell Pub. Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating, and Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, right here at Farming, Kramer Lumber, Two Valley, with Melrose, and the Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Lou's Out of Body and Glass and Farming, Notch Manufacturing, Yo Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, or by Belgrade, Worm Silver and Ready Mix of Dominion Stock Center, and Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance of Meyer Grove, Chinese Bar and Grill, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub right here in Albany. All right, Don, we are going to take a break here on KASM. We're going to get our national anthem, and the starting line is being done. We'll take a three-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkup. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your homeowner's policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizzas, string cheese, butter for the bread and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Putz on KASM. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recordings from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101. For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, welcome back to Schlaefer Brothers Field in Albany. We're ready to go. The first pitch by Ben Schrader to Taylor Parekh is a strike called in 0-1. I'll get Don with our starting lineups here. Don, if you want to go over that farming lineup.
Okay, Taylor Parekh will start out at shortstop, leading off, batting second. Taylor Schrader, first base, batting third. Kyle Zierden will be doing the pitching today. Batting fourth, the catcher, Cody Parekh. Batting fifth, designated hitter, Brad Mergen. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Aaron Eich. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Michael Thielen. Batting eighth, right fielder, Craig Klein. Batting ninth, left fielder, Eric Schmidt. The center fielder, Austin Arsenault.
Okay, thank you, Don. As there was a pop-up by Taylor Parekh out to right field, Nathan Schlungen went back. He was backpedaling, and then Michael Schlungen, who's playing with that injured leg, went in on the ball, and it went right off of Michael Schlungen's glove, so an error on Michael to start the ball game off.
I was looking down, and all of a sudden I seen the ball laying on the ground out there, so I didn't really quite see what happened.
Setting the Martins up pretty defensively over at third, Scott Schlungen at short, Kyle Leeser at second base for St. Martin. It's Nathan Schlungen at first base, Jalen Arsenault out in left field, Chaz Hennon in center field, Matthew Schlungen, and in right field, Michael Schlungen. Behind the plate, Brian Schlungen, and on the mound, Ben Schrader. There's a strike call to Tyler Schrader, and the count 0-2. The Martins have had to rearrange their lineup a little bit. Looks like Derek Strolling is not here today.
I think he's here, but he's not playing.
He's not playing. Lineup. Okay.
I think they got Nathan Schlungen playing second to start with today.
And they had Jalen out in left field last week.
Playing first base today.
With Michael Schlungen's injury, as Zierden are actually making Schrader laces a single to right field, and Schlungen will get it back into the infield. So single there for Tyler Schrader will bring Kyle Zierden to the plate.
Kyle Zierden will be doing the pitching for Farming today. They're going to use Brad Mergen as a designated hitter. So they got a couple of good left-handers here.
They do.
Farming selected not to draft anybody for the region, so they're going to go with their staff.
And Schrader's pitch to Zierden, and a swing and a miss, strike one.
Wow, Zierden had a cut at that one, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Schrader with a good fastball, got an excellent curveball.
Ben Schrader looks back to second, and the pitch to Zierden. That one is squibbed foul. And the count two, Kyle Zierden, 0-2. Right underneath us again. You know, last night we battled foul balls up here. And yeah. Farming has no shortage of left-handed hitters.
There's your glove.
Yeah, I forgot it again. Oh, Dixie. Zierden will foul this one over our head. The count stays 0-2. Mary Heinen, our official scorekeeper here and statistician, she's ready for a foul ball.
As long as she doesn't look.
That's right. You're just probably look. Just as lucky not looking. Yeah. Nobody out for Farming here in the first inning. This elimination game between these neighbors, St. Martin and Farming. Schrader comes out. Curveball ripped foul. Past Jeff Mergen over in the first base coach box. And the count stays 0-2.
Ooh, Farming's coming out aggressive at the plate today. And I think that's probably a good way to approach Ben Schrader is be a little aggressive. Don't get behind in the count with him because he will curveball you to death.
Got a slight breeze blowing from left to right today. Nothing like we had last week. And last night when Richmond and Al Rosa played, it was nearly calm. A swing and a miss, Zierden out on strikes.
pitch by Ben Schrader, threw him the fastball there in that situation.
Catcher number five, Cody
Bray. Cody Bray, he's having a heck of a tournament so far, batting 500, 4-for-8 with 4 singles, runs scored. I'll get you the other guys later here when the next time up.
Ben Schrader works from the stretch with those runners on base. The breaking ball, call the strike, and 0-1. Yeah, if you weren't with us last night, it was El Rosa 8-0 over the Richmond Royals in that first ball game of this weekend. And Paré late on the pitch, swung and throws back to second, and they had the base runner, Taylor Paré, picked off. Well, when the throw was made, he took off for third, and he slides in safely.
Good wheels on the bases with Cody Paré and
Taylor. That might be the Taylor talk Paré in the dugout, too, Don, that if you draw a throw from Brian Schlungen, just go.
Absolutely. Especially if you're getting caught off. I think he's caught off second base, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. So now the base runner, Taylor Paré, in scoring position. Cody Paré behind in the count, 0-2. Schrader's curveball bounced on the ground to third. Up with it is Scott Schlungen to second for one. The relay to first. In time, a 5-4-3 double play. And that will do it for the Flames here in the first. No runs, a hit, an error, and one left on, or no one left on, or make it one left on. Yeah, one left on base. We'll go with that. After half an inning, it's Farming Nothing, St. Martin coming to bat. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Hennen with you. Stay tuned for our post-game show this afternoon. We will name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player receives a certificate that he can redeem at Albany A&W or Richmond A&W. Yes, sir. Albany and Richmond, A&W Player of the Game here on KASM.
St. Martin did at Danson State last year coming out of Region 15C. They played one game they had lost to Howard Lake 4-0 and had eliminated them from state play after one game last year.
What is their lineup, Donald?
For the Martins, leading off and catching is Brian Schlungen, playing right field, batting second, Michael Schlungen, batting third, playing shortstop, Kyle Leeser, batting fourth, playing second base, Nathan Schlungen, batting fifth, playing center field, Matthew Schlungen, batting sixth. Third baseman, Scott Schlungen, batting seventh, playing left field, Chaz Hannon, batting eighth. The designated hitter today, Josh Stangler, batting ninth, playing first base, Jalen Arsenault, and pitching today will be Ben Schrader.
Brian Schlungen at the plate, grounds to Taylor Paré at short. He's up with it, throw to first, in time to get Brian Schlungen. 6-3 in the putout.
Guys are really hustling down the lines, aren't they? In the ground balls and the infield, they're making all these plays so close at first base, and we've seen that last week too. But last week, I could tell that the infield was a little slower with the moist temperatures and with the rain that they had on Saturday. But they're really making these plays close.
Up to the plate, Michael Schlungen. Michael came out of last weekend's ball game, their second game, with a leg injury out in center field. And he squibs this one foul at the plate. The count 0-2 to Michael.
Not sure if he had cramp problems or if he had a little hamstring problem or whatever, but I think it was more cramps because they were taking Gatorade out to him and
right.
Bananas. And
the 0-2 pitch to Michael Schlungen from Zierden. A swing and a miss. Strike three. Bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. I see some of the Richmond Royals are here today. They're parked in the back of a truck. Down that first baseline. Looks like Kirby Hemish is donning that wonderful tank top.
Muscle shirt.
That's right. Obviously, they don't have a sound, otherwise they'd be waving. Kyle Leeser rips one foul. The count 1-1 to Kyle Leeser. Of course, our celebrities in the stands last night, Flip Cult up doing tickets today, and Flip said that he heard he was being talked about.
Yep, and they told me the same thing, and he said, we owe him money.
Here's Leeser ripping a sharp single to left field. Picked up out there by the Flames left fielder Eric Schmidt and back into the infield.
Kyle Leeser 2-for-7 tournament so far with a single, double, couple base on balls and a run. Yeah, Flip said I walked over to him and said hi to him. He says, yeah, you know, you owe me money. I said, for what? He said, I heard we were mentioned on the radio last night. He said, whenever my name's mentioned, I get paid for it. So. I said, how did you know that? Because I said, I seen you walking around. He said, oh, Johnny Dole told us when we got here.
Yeah. Nathan slung it at the plate. The left-hander takes a strike, called 0-1.
So, Johnny, you're kind of responsible for paying Flip here now. So.
0-1 the count. Region baseball this afternoon here on KASM. Got another game coming up at about 2:30. Nathan swings and misses, strike two. 0-2 the count. Kyle Leeser over at first with two down. Tyler Schrader holds him there. Leeser gets a pretty good lead. Zierden comes out, and Schlungen will follow this one to the net. The count stays 0-2.
How old are the Schlungen boys now, Matthew and Michael?
Matthew and Michael are that 23, going to be 24. Leeser had faked over at first like he was going in the breaking ball from Zierden outside, and the count hit up ball and two strikes.
I almost guess he's going to be going here.
He's getting a pretty good lead if you look where that cutout is. Against the left-hander Zierden. He does go, pitches outside. Here's Ferre's throw, the one hop, not in time. Kyle Leeser with a stolen base.
Then you got to throw over Nathan Schlungen there a little bit. He crowds the plate pretty good, Nathan, doesn't he? He doesn't give up any ground on that, so doesn't interfere with him, but he doesn't give up the ground. He'll duck down, but you still got to throw over him. That was a pretty good throw to second base.
It was, yeah. You know, sometimes if you one-hop it, Don, you get a little more zip on that.
I think so. I think you're absolutely right.
Zierden delivers outside, and the count's full to Nathan Schlungen at 3-2.
Well, you get a better chance out of it if it's in the dirt than it is over your head, so it's...
I'm sure people have put a stopwatch to it, and those with the grass baselines here, Don, I'm wondering, does that increase a runner's speed versus running on dirt? You'd pop this one up over our heads and foul, count at 3-2 yet.
I would think it would. I would think so. You're not running in dirt. I think it'd be more solid.
Mm-hmm. Because you had commented earlier how quick they get down the baseline.
Yes, they are.
Those plays are so close at first all the time. 3-2 the count, and Schlungen drives it to center field. There to make the catch out in center field for the Farming Flames is Austin Arsenault, and that'll do it for St. Martin in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on base. We played one, Farming and St. Martin, scoreless. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
North American Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. With Grinnell Mutual Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment.
Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back with you from Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. I think we got a look off to our left and more celebrities in the stands. Pete Schlaper. Pete is here. Haven't seen Pete in a while, but he is the head groundskeeper over at Avon Laker Field. And Pete started his career right here in Farming.
Yes, he did. Played a lot of baseball against Pete. Now he's got a little side business by building those pitching mounds and batter's boxes.
Yeah, good job.
Yep.
Got a defensively, we've got a switch here for Jay Martin. Chaz Hennon's going to go from left field over to right field. And Michael Slungen's going to go over to left field. What are this going to flip-flop?
Here's Brad Mergen with a single right over the outstretched glove of Nathan Schlungen at second.
Wow.
Nathan timed his leap, I thought, perfectly, and it still got by him.
I thought he was going to snap that out of midair there.
I did,
there.
Too.
That's close.
Aaron Eink to the plate. Flames again with the base runners. They left one on in the first. Of course, that big double play ball that Cody Bray hit into ending the first inning kind of well that threat to the Flames.
Aaron Eink, a little tough part of it so far. You're 0 for 5 with a base on balls and a strikeout.
Eink follows it up over by the third base coach box. Dale Schrader knocking it down.
Dale, he's kind of used to playing third base, isn't he? He stands up in front of the coach's backs.
Yeah.
Box. A lot of them stand behind it.
0 on the count. The base runner, Brad Mergen at first, doesn't get a real big lead. Arsenal holds him there. Hank puts the tries to put the bunt down, and he bunts it foul. Little foul tip.
Ooh.
Throw back to first. I think Brian Schlungen caught that, too, in the air.
Tell you what, good throw to first base. I think they got Brad Mergen picked off.
Yep.
He took a couple steps after the bunt was missed, and he was kind of hung out there to dry.
0 and 2. That was called a foul ball. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch bouncing up to the plate. Nice stop by Brian Schlungen. 1 and 2.
That's one thing with a base runner. You see that a lot where they get a chance to pick them off at first base. They're not waiting for the bunt to get laid down, and they want to go before the bunt's put down. And more than once they got picked off.
Yep. Ankle follow back and out of play. The count stays 1 and 2. Yeah, it's a simple game yet, Don, if you just execute.
Fundamentals are crucial.
Eink drives it down the right field line, and that one is going to be fouled into the right field corner. One ball, two strikes. Eink looking down to Dale Schrader again. Flashing a couple signs is Schrader. Ready to go. Ben Schrader on the mound. Delivers. Eink takes low for a ball and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Don, you played on days like this. How physically exhausting is it for pitchers and catchers? Eink drills it to left field, coming hard is Schlungen, and he's not going to catch up to it. It's going to land in front of him.
It's good weather to play baseball in, Randy. It takes its toll on you, like especially pitching. You know, you're working all time catching behind the plate. You squat with that equipment on, and it's tough.
Yeah,
you know, I pitched one time in weather like this. You can. It's a good diet plan.
A lot of players will put cold compresses or towels right. on their necks.
Yeah, you got the more drinks now than what we had years ago. It was basically, it was just water. But I played with a guy, too, that he said, what you do when it's as hot as, he said, get yourself a lemon wedge or whatever it is. He said, just kind of stick it inside your mouth like you're taking a chew and just kind of suck on that. I said, that way you don't over-drink water, you know, and get yourself bloated.
Mitchell Thielen at the plate, he had squared the bunt. He took it for a strike. And 0-1, we'll see if he's bunting again. Looks like he is. That pitch just a little bit low in 1-1. One ball, one strike. I would think this is a definite sacrifice situation here. You'd almost have to here. Craig Kline on deck, pitching inside for a ball, and 2-1.
And Michael Thielen's doing the right thing there. He's not bunting bad pitches. Not going after him. He's going to wait for a strike to bunt.
Mitchell Thielen looking down to Schrader. And a nice bunt by Mitchell. Down the third baseline, Schrader bobbles it once, and everybody's going to be safe. Ben tried to field that, Don, with his bare hand and bobbled it. Everybody's safe. Second error of the ballgame for Harvey.
What a nice bunt laid down by Michael Thielen, though. My goodness, perfect.
Mitchell.
Yeah, there we go. Get my letters
You're
right.
You're Thielen straight. Yeah. There's enough of them around.
Mitchell.
There we go. Okay, so Craig Kline is up. Base is loaded. The veteran. Ben Schrader in a jam here. The infield, the middle playing back, looking for a double play ball. St. Martin will probably give up a run here if they can get two outs.
I would think so, but you're going to have to be quick with Craig Kline here. For a veteran, he runs really well.
He takes a straight call, an 0-1 to Kline. Brad Mergen at third, Aaron Eink at second, Mitchell Thielen at first. Nobody out. Kline pops it up in the infield. Now this one's going back in foul territory. Brian Schlungen, maybe just 6 feet away from us, makes the catch for the out, and that is a huge out for Schrader.
Oh, you bet it is. Absolutely.
Left fielder, number 17, Eric.
That has got to be probably the worst out to make.
Popping up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The foul ball pop-ups were always bad. They just irked you. Striking out was even better than popping out behind the plate.
Yeah, you beat yourself up with those outs. And just watching Brian Schlungen come back to us, because it was like he was coming to us in a TV set or something, right into our living room, and it's like his eyes were popping a little bit, and they tried to squeeze. Eric Schmidt puts it foul, and 0-1. Schmidt put that down the first base line, and he just about got it there. Wow.
He almost looked
like bunt last weekend, too.
Yeah, he did. It almost looked more like a safety ski, but I think Brad was coming full ball, wasn't he?
So the Flames trying to get a run anyway, anyhow. Schrader going through some signs again. He's going to put it on again? I don't know.
Did you pick up the sign?
No.
Okay.
Schrader ready on the mound. The pitch, that's low and in the dirt. And probably a safety pitch there by Ben Schrader. It's like, I'm not going to put anything over the plate right now.
It just about didn't work.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have Brian Schlungen back there. It would have probably got away from him.
He's one of the best when it comes to blocking a ball. One ball, one strike. Raiders pitch, the breaking ball, rule the strike, and 1-2.
Got the right guy up here, Eric Schmidt, having a good regional so far, 3-for-6 with a single and a couple of doubles, base on balls.
On deck, Taylor Ferre for the Flames. No score if you're just joining us. We're in the top of the second inning, farming in St. Martin. Another breaking ball. Schmidt throws, and that plate called strike three. Beautiful breaking ball.
Wow.
And now it looked like dire straits for St. Martin just a couple batters ago. Bases loaded, two outs.
Now you put your infield back again and go for the force out.
And Taylor Foray. Taylor reached on an error by the right fielder in his first at-bat.
And Schrader looks down to Brian Schlungen. And the right-hander's pitch, a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. Seems like Ben gets a little tougher in these situations, too. Yes, he does. Yeah. Oh, our 1-0 the count to Taylor Ferre. Here's the fastball line to Schlungen at second. Nathan picks up the one-hopper, throws it to first, 4-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for Farming here in the second. No runs, two hits, one error, and the bases left loaded. After 1.5, Farming and St. Martin scoreless. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 3 agents and 8 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Don and Randy back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field and Farming. We go to the bottom of the second inning. St. Martin
dodging a few bullets here in the first two innings. Double play in the first inning got St. Martin out of it. And base is loaded here with nobody out. They got out of that without a run.
It'll be Matthew Schlungen, Scott Schlungen, and Chaz Hennett facing Kyle Dearden. Matthew at the plate. The count 2-0. There's a strike called and 2-1.
Been watching this Dearden pitch here, Kyle Dearden, for a while here, a couple games that I've seen him, and I don't know what he's got, but he's got hitters off stride, so it was a pretty good fastball. He's come into his own quite a bit here from a year ago. I watched him a few times then, too, but his control has just been great now since I've seen him.
Matthew Schlungen took a call strike and now swings over the top of the breaking ball. He's out on strikes and one out. I'll bring Scott Schlungen to the plate. Scott, big suicide squeeze bunt last weekend in the Martins win.
Muscle shirt man down there.
Pitches outside for ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And Schlungen drives it to right field, coming hard. And catching up to it, making the catch is Craig Klein out right.
The right fielder, number 25, Chaz Hennon.
Oh, with two outs, here comes Chaz Hennon to the plate.
Watch these little bat boys run out here to grab the bat and all the players are pretty nice to them. They always hand them the bat and stuff. The bats are bigger than they are, aren't they?
Chaz fouls it off. 0-1 to Hennon. The pitch from Dearden and a swing and a miss. Strike two. Oh, and 2 the count to Chaz Hennon as Kyle Dearden kicks and delivers. Outside of all, 1-2. Now, Farming has a number of players that are on the Babe Ruth team out in Washington. As Hennon drives this down the left field line, and it is foul. So they're missing, I think, 3 or 4 players on that team. Ethan Nabergill was probably the only one that really contributed a lot in the Farming lineup. St. Martin
as Avery Schmitz and Tanner Arsenault on their team, and those two contributed quite a bit during the regular season.
Yeah. A check swing, strike three by Chaz in, and he's out on strike. And that will do it for the Martins here in the second.
No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played two. St. Martin and Farming are scoreless. We're back with more baseball in a minute on KASM.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com. Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon special. Serve Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to the Sportsman's Den on Saturdays from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event. Plus, mark your calendars for Billy D and the Crystals on October 27th and the Shaw Band on December 8th at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
I think Michael Morgan. All right, we're back at Schlaper Brothers Field here in Farming. The Martins have made a defensive change. It looks like Derek Strowing is now at second base. Nathan Schlungen goes to first, and Jalen Arsenault goes to left field. Michael Schlungen's come out of the ballgame.
I think Jalen Arsenault went back to... Did he go to left field?
Jalen went to left. You bet. Nathan Schlungen's over at first. We start the third inning, and Tyler Schrader takes a strike call, 0-1. It'll be Schrader, Kyle Dearden, and Cody Perret for the Flames. Here in the third, no score if you're joining us. Ben Schrader's pitch. Tyler Schrader drives it to center field right at Matthew Schlungen, who makes the catch for the out. Boy, if that had been hit in any gap, that would have rolled to the fence.
Yes, it would have.
So one down, Michael Schlungen, I think that leg injury, just not able to perform probably the way he wants.
I seen him at the plate the first time up, too. He swung and missed that one time. You can see he was kind of gimpy on that.
Yeah, he was
that,
a little bit gimpy, and I don't know if he maybe re-aggravated a little bit there, but Kyle Dearden takes the ball high, 1-0, as Ben Schrader delivers. And Dearden will follow this one to the backstop. Look out, one ball, one strike. Ruthie Leeser, Carl's wife, was nice enough to text me this week. We got the correct pronunciation on Derek Strowing. Strowing, just like you're rowing a boat and strowing. Yeah. It's just low and in the dirt, and the count, two balls and the strike. Schrader's pitch right there. Strike two and two and two. Two balls, two strikes. And Schrader delivers low, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes.
We're going to get the hazy sky today, and I think that's going to be a plus, isn't it?
It is. Schrader delivers, and Kyle Dearden fouls one off over into the cemetery. That's a dead ball over there in the cemetery. And the count stays full at 3-2. And Dearden will drive this one to left field. Arsenault going back. Jalen gets turned around, and oh, he just about made the catch as going into second with what I think may be... We'll wait and see on the official score if that's a double or not.
I think it might be.
They do give him a hit, so we'll score that a double for Kyle Dearden.